Some of the hotheads down at the diner have been talking about seceding lately. We've always heard talk of Camino seceding from Whidbey, but some of these firebrands are advocating something more than that. They want to make the South End a sovereign entity, sort of Freedom County South. Dig a canal from Alger Bay over to the east side, put up a gate, and make our own island. I admit at first I thought they were Looney Tunes, something out of a Jack Gunter movie, but I've been thinking about it lately, and I wonder if they're not on to something. Sure, the tax base would be smaller, at least till Tyee Grocery gets its Walmart permit approved and the Costco comes in right behind. Of course, we could charge tolls at the canal bridge to pay for essential services, like the South End String Band and all these valuable artists. After all, what would the South End be without its endangered wildlife? We could name ourselves what my old professor down at the Alger Bay Institute of Aesthetic Enlargement has always suggested. Egotopia, a paradise for free spirits, fine artists, bohemians, tax dodgers, scofflaws, tree huggers, paganists, banjo players, and xenophobes. Yeah, basically what we got now. Working will disappear. Traffic congestion will go away since nobody will have jobs or money. SUVs will rust and we'll make art projects out of the corroded carcasses. Everybody will be king of nothing. If it gets too crowded, we'll annex Hat Island and impose our more spiritual way of life on them. Operation Liberate Hat Island, we'll call it. Make us an archipelago of anarchic and artistic license. Bring them the news. Teach them the fine arts, macrame and mailbox decorating, stained glass and popsicle stick twirlers. You live in harmony with nature and your enlarged ego the way we do, you'll realize pretty quick government really isn't necessary. Of course, in a few months it'll probably look like Rwanda.